Welcome to Begin With Yes with Paul Boynton on Empower Radio, a show to help you create and embrace real personal change. You can overcome the challenges in front of you. You just begin with yes. Here's your host, Paul Boynton.
Hello, it's great to have you with us today on Empower Radio on Begin With Yes. It's that magical space where the law of attraction and the law of action joins forces to empower us to make good things happen in our lives, starting right now. And joining forces with us right now is Denise Lisset from the Facebook page Exceptional Living. Denise is the co-owner of a staffing agency in Miami, a writer, and the founder and host of one of the most extraordinary and one of the fastest growing motivational Facebook pages out there. Today, we're going to be talking about getting through difficult times. We'll be talking about her Facebook page, the art of motivation, and how to create better days for each other. If you're with us live, we welcome your calls and emails. The number to call is 248-809-3474. Or you can email us at beginwithyes@comcast.net. So let's get to it. Welcome, Denise.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's great to be finally talking. We've been emailing each other for quite a while, and it's great to be in person with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful today. Thank you. Nervous, but wonderful.
Good. I love your Facebook. I love your Facebook page, Exceptional Living, and it's been on fire today, hasn't it?
Yes. I feel like so blessed. And honestly, like when I posted that post this morning, for one, I was really nervous. I got your email and I went onto your page and I said, oh my God, Paul already posted it. I wonder if he wants me to post it as well. I kind of didn't want to because I was so nervous, but I said, I think I kind of have to. So I typed it up and I posted it. And honestly, I'm just so surprised at like how many people commented with like their love and their support, you know, that, you know, don't be nervous. Everything's going to be great. You know, like really, like it's really touching.
I know you're surrounded by you. The last time I looked, I think over 50,000 fans on your Facebook page. And, you know, every time I sign onto your page, which I'm now doing every day for my dose of exceptional living, your friends have grown and you can almost watch those numbers grow. And not only that, but people are engaged. They're clicking the like button and they're leaving comments. And your post today, I think the last time I looked, you had almost 300 people that were saying, break a leg, Denise, you're going to do great. So it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I honestly, it's not that I don't know what happened, but, like, it's weird. It's like, I've had this page now for 12 months because I started in October of last year. And for, like, 11 months, like, it grew, like, a little bit every day, like, gradual. And I was sitting at, like, last month, 13,000 people. And in a matter of 4 weeks, it's crazy how it went from 13 to 54. It's just crazy, crazy.
How did that happen? Do you know?
Well, it's one of those things that I started thinking, you know, it's like when you have less people comment and less people click like, but as you get more people, people give you more feedback and they comment more. And they started telling me, you know, they started kind of asking me the same questions because it's people that really don't know each other and it's on different posts. How did I get out of depression? You know, because that's really what started all this. And they're in one right now or they're in a funk right now. And so then I started thinking, you know what? I'm going to start posting the stuff that helped me like back then when I was like in a bad funk and stuff like that. And those were the posts that I started like 4 weeks ago. And that's where the numbers, like they jumped overnight, really day by day by day. It's crazy.
I mean, I have never seen anything like it. I think it's just phenomenal. And I think part of why people are drawn to your site is because you don't mind telling people a little bit about yourself. And you come across not as someone who is saying, oh, be happy all the time and everything is wonderful. You come across as someone who has had some difficult challenges, just like everybody else has too. And so you seem like a real person. And I think people are more inclined to want to listen to somebody that's maybe walked a mile in their shoes. Can you tell, do you mind talking a little bit about your depression and where you were a while back before Exceptional Living started?
No, hold on a second though.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's just that I had the cold and it's gone, but I have it just a little bit.
Well, that's fine. Cough away whatever you need to.
Yeah. So, like, when I was, like, in my early 20s, I was just going through, like, a lot of problems at work in corporate America and, like, problems with, like, you know, a boy in a relationship, and just the combination of it all just put me in this depression. So I seeked professional help at the time. I seeked a psychiatrist, psychologist, both, actually. But that's how bad I was. I needed medication. Plus, I needed the weekly talking to someone about it.
Sure.
So one of the things the psychologist also told me was you need to read motivational books, and you need motivation in your daily life, and you need to be around positive people. But at the time, like, a lot of the people I knew, they weren't so positive. They were more negative than positive. So she told me it's not like forget about them, but just you need to meet more people and you need to focus on positivity. So that's where the books come into play, or read positive quotes. And I mean, she really, like, put that in me, and I did that for a while, and it really helped me. Her help plus the help of all those things really helped me, and I was fine. But then, like, about 2 years ago, this time it's not really relationship problems. It's more like a lot of work, and the economy, like, was up in an uphill, then it went downhill, and I don't have a regular job. I have, like, you know, it's your own business, so when things go down, they go down, and when they're good, they're good. So it's just things were going downhill, and it's just like, it's just, I don't know, it's like I just got in like this really bad funk to the point that you don't really want to wake up. You know, it's like you get up, but you don't really want to do anything, kind of, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you know that feeling.
Yep, I think probably most people have had that feeling at one time or another.
Yeah, so then I started thinking, like, you know, I should seek help. So I went to go contact the same lady that had helped me, but now she's retired. And then I started thinking, you know, we're not in the best of economy, and like seeking someone for hourly help is kind of really expensive. So I guess I'll just do the advice of, like, you know, reading the positivity, reading the motivation. And I started doing that, but then I wasn't consistent about it. You know, it's one of those things that you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to do this for 30 minutes a day. It should help me. But then you do it for like the first week, but then, you know, you don't really do it anymore, or it dwindles down. So one of my good friends suggested I start a blog and hold myself accountable. So I should post about five or six times a week, something motivational, because it kind of feels not like a job, but like a good job, something you love, that you're held responsible, like, you know, to continue with the motivation. And that's exactly what I did. I went to Blogger and I set up one of those free accounts.
And then how did you make the transition to Facebook?
I had the blog for like months or so, for like a few months. And so then I started getting some people on Facebook, but I never really advertised, or I guess I don't call it advertisement. A lot of my personal friends on Facebook, they're not. The reason I have them on Facebook, it's really like, it's not so much like motivation stuff. They're more into like food, because a while back, when I was really eating unhealthy, I needed the help with food. And a lot of my, you know, vegetarian friends, or a lot of my friends that eat healthy, that they're into fitness, I friend requested people like that. So they're more into that lifestyle. A lot of their posts are based on food. They're not so much based on motivation. So I started thinking, you know, it's like, I like the things that I post to the blog, and it'd be great if it reached out people that need the motivation. But since my friends focus more on food and less on motivation, that's why I started a fan page based on motivation.
Interesting. You know, one of the things that your therapist said to you that I think is really a powerful thought is recognizing that we do need to have positive people in our lives. And a lot of times when I chat with people about that, they think that means that they have to get rid of the negative people in their life. And I think your approach is a more realistic one, because sometimes the negative people in your life, they're like family or people that you work with, and getting rid of those people isn't always as easy as it sounds. And so putting the emphasis on bringing new people into your life that are more positive, and not putting and sort of taking that kind of an approach seems like a sensible one, and apparently it worked pretty well for you.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's I don't know why it works out this way in life, but sometimes like the people that are negative are the ones, honestly, you can't get rid of anyways, because sometimes it's family. You have like a couple family members, not everybody, but a couple, you have like one or two, you know, out of like You have like one or two that are negative, and you know, you, it's, so what I learned to do is, I have a really good friend that taught me, you know, inner circle and outer circle. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before.
It's, I haven't, so tell me.
Okay. So of all the people, you know, like not even thinking about it, you automatically place people in your inner circle and outer circle. So what that means is the people you call often, that you text, that you email, that you hang out with, those are the people in your inner circle, you know? And then the people in your outer circle are more like they're friends or could be acquaintances, but they're the people that maybe you see once a month, once every 2 to 3 months, you catch up with them once every 3 to 4 weeks over the phone, but they're not like the go-to person that you'll call daily or weekly or things like that. So what my friend taught me was to, like including family members, if someone's being really negative, it's not that you're shutting them away. Start placing them in your outer circle. You're still going to talk to them, but just don't talk to them every day. That way you don't get negativity every day. You talk to them maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks.
I think,
and
that's,
I started doing that, and it helped.
That's really good advice. I sometimes think of it as having a remote control that can turn the volume up and down, and I try to turn the volume up on people who are surrounding me that are positive and encouraging me, and I try to turn the volume down. And I know you can't literally do that, but there's something about imagining turning that negative voice down that actually does work for me. So people listening may want to give that a try as well. So you actually were focused on helping yourself and bringing more positivity into your life. And by doing that, you became a sort of a motivational force that now you have over 50,000 people who are checking in. I know they're checking in almost every day, many of them more than once a day, just to get that hit of motivation. How does that make you feel?
Like, it makes me feel really good inside that, you know, I honestly, to be honest with you, I thought like at most, like ever in my life, I would have like 5,000 people. That was like my goal when I first started this. Like, so it's to have like 50 something thousand right now. It feels amazing because I post like everything I'm posting now, it's exactly what helped me back then, which if you've seen the page, which you have, it's like one of those things that I think the reason people like the page also, it's not because it's like other fan pages that they only post quotes after quotes after quotes. Mine has quotes, but then it also like, I make it a point to put something funny every day because I feel like in life you have to laugh. I mean, completely. Like back then I used to watch I Love Lucy, like when I was depressed and that helped me big time, you know?
Absolutely. So you, so it's, not only is it motivational, but your page is, and I can speak from personal experience, it's, entertainment as well. A mutual friend of ours, Cheryl Maloney from Simple Steps, Real Change, which is another wonderful website, introduced you and I. So she's an incredible woman. And it's fun to see how that kind of matchmaking happens, don't you think?
Yeah, I spoke to Cheryl the other day too. Like, it's so different, you know. It's like I've been following her page for like, I think like over a year now, for a long time. So to speak to her on the phone was like, ooh, wow, because I like, I always looked up to Cheryl because here I started my page and I had like 5 people, and you know, Cheryl had like these 30,000 people, you know. So it's like, and I used to, you know, I read her posts daily, and it's one of those things I would be like, oh my God, it's, I want to be there someday is what I used to think. And not fan base, but I mean the posts that she writes, that she personally writes. They're not quotes that she gets from somewhere. She personally writes them. I used to feel like I want to be able to give this good advice someday because Cheryl's posts are amazing. And it comes
really
from her heart.
It does. And that's why they're probably so amazing. Look, we have an email from somebody named Jeanette, and she doesn't say where she's from, but she's got a really thought-provoking question that I'll read to you, and then maybe we could chat about that a little bit. She said, how do you help people who have nothing but one tragedy after another be and stay positive?
How would I help someone that just has tragedy after tragedy?
Right. And she's saying, how do you help them be and stay positive? I think if I could just start, first of all, I know that I speak for you too, that our heart goes out to you, Jeanette. And having tragedy after tragedy after tragedy is, not easy for any of us. And my sense is that, I don't necessarily expect that people that are going through really difficult times can stay or even feel positive all the time. Sometimes what we need, and I think most of us have been there, is just help getting through the day, sometimes just help getting out of bed. So the thought that you can be positive all the time, especially during really difficult times, is one that I've never really subscribed to. What do you think, Denise?
I agree with what you're saying. And also, like, I really, like, this is, I guess, how I really feel about that. I've almost finished, but I didn't finish reading your book, Begin With Yes. And this is where the Begin With Yes, I would say it applies to this perfectly, because people, they're going through a lot of tragedies. It's so hard to just say, oh, think positive, because really, like, it's so difficult to think positive when one bad thing happens after another. But like, it's the whole thing that you write in your book. It's that first step that you have to do positive things. So even if you're not thinking positive, you know, it's okay. Just it's kind of like, I like the example that you gave. You get a sheet of paper and you draw a line in the middle, and on the left side you start putting down all your problems, and on the mm-hmm. right side you have to start writing down, okay, so I have problem A, what can I do to, like, you know, like, help me get out of this? And so you write them down, and then that's what you have to work on a day-to-day basis, those baby steps. And, you know, if even if the positivity isn't there, the mind frame, it will be eventually.
Right. Thank you for mentioning Begin With Yes. And I agree, it's those small steps. Sometimes people discount the small steps. They want to write a novel or go to college without recognizing that to write a novel, you have to begin by writing one sentence. And even if the sentence isn't a good sentence, if you've written a sentence, then you've actually begun your novel. If you want to go back to college, you have to maybe first find out what colleges are within a commuting distance to you. It's looking at some of the challenges and opportunities that we face and breaking them down into what I always like to say are small enough steps that you can actually do it today. And it's that accomplishing something that gradually begins to shift how you feel. And so, mm-hmm. So Jeanette, we certainly, our heart goes out to you that you're having difficult times. And I don't think neither Denise or I would say, oh, be happy and stay positive. We would say we kind of know how you feel because we probably had similar experiences. And if you can just find one small step that you can take today and take it, then at least you're moving forward. And somehow, those steps of moving forward get us to a place where we begin to feel a little bit better. And when we feel a little bit better, then that next step is a little bit easier. And hopefully that will help you move forward during this difficult time. Denise, do you think that you, having struggled with depression and some difficult or dark days, that the work that you're doing now protects you from ever having discouraging days or disappointing days or self-doubt or any of those things that seem to crop up for most of us?
It actually does, because there's days, it's like, obviously not every day is a good day, you know, like mm-hmm. I try for most days to be good, but of course you wake up sometimes because of things that happened the day before, the night before, that you're kind of feeling down. Doesn't mean you're depressed, but you're just not in a good mood, right? Mm-hmm. And yep. There's days that I feel like I don't want to be on the computer. I don't want to be on Facebook. I don't want to do anything. I want to stay in bed. I don't even want to get up, right? But then I feel like I treat exceptional living like kind of like it's the job I love. Like, it's really my job to motivate myself and motivate others, because I can't just, like, you know, just lay there and just do nothing, because I feel like I have, you know, people that count on me, or they count on those posts, or they need their pick-me-up and stuff like that. So I post something, and I always read what I post. I love what I post. And I noticed that it helps me too. Like, it helps them and it helps me. And it's like, it's a win-win.
You know, I often tell people that I go back and reread my own book, because just the fact that I've written the book Begin With Yes doesn't mean that I've got it down pat. It's a lifelong journey in a sense. And so I would imagine that you actually coming up with a post that you think will encourage or motivate someone else does, in fact, get you back into that space where you're feeling more motivated and encourage yourself.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. I have a computer up, and one of my friends, Lisa wrote on my wall right now, like a few minutes ago, telling me that she's listening live. So it's like,
cool. That is awesome. What do you think about this whole social media thing that you have now 50 fans or friends or likers, whatever we want to call them, literally from around the world? Most of them you probably will never meet face to face. Some of them you may have telephone conversations with, and some of them you may actually meet. But I could answer this question for myself, but I'd love to hear your comments first. How do you feel about the people that show up on your site every day?
It feels like, by the way, like the person that had the question, her name was Jan, right?
Yes.
I know who Jan is. Jan comments on almost every single post. It almost feels like you know them, you know, like you really don't know them, you know, but it kind of feels like you know them because they're giving you their opinion on most posts. And, you know, and sometimes I go back and forth, sometimes I don't go back and forth, but it feels really cool. It's kind of like, they almost feel like, it's weird because it feels like real friends, you know what I mean? It's like not the same as friends that live in your same hometown that you go have coffee with, but mm-hmm. I would put them in a friend category.
Right. I could not agree with you more. I am going to a social media conference later this weekend, and people asked me to actually speak to that, to the group about how do I feel about my friends on Facebook. And I think of them as real friends and real people in my life. And you do over time really get to know people in a very wonderful way. And there's something wonderful about this technology that allows people from all over the world who share common interests or common beliefs to join together and support each other. And I think it's phenomenal. And now here you and I, who would have never in a million years would our paths cross, now we actually have having this wonderful conversation on the phone and getting to know each other in real time. So I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. When you look at your demographics of the people, is it lean heavily towards women?
It is. It's 85% women.
I think that 85%
women, yeah, it's and majority.
And I mean, that's actually true of my Facebook page, and I've talked to Cheryl, and she says it's the same. And do you have any idea why women are more drawn to pages like ours than men?
That, you know what? I don't really know. Do you have any thoughts on that?
How do you think
women focus more on motivation? I guess that's what I would say.
Yeah, it's really, I haven't been able to figure it out, but I am finding that more and more men are joining, but it's definitely women are in the majority. So I think that they've figured out something ahead of us men, that being in good company and around positive people is really happy. It's really helpful. Tell me, Denise, how you balance everything, work, family, and the Facebook page, and then time for your own dreams, which are, I know that there are some things that you intend to do and plan to do in addition to what you're already doing. How do you balance it all?
Well, I'm still learning how to balance it. That I don't really have down yet. What I do right now is I work a lot. Like I get up at 7 or 8 every morning, and by the time I go to bed, it's like 1 or 2 in the morning. So I'm not really like, you know, doing a good job of balancing that. I still need to learn. Because, yeah, it's crazy. Like, I feel like I work 7 days a week. It's like, for me, time, it's like maybe like 30 minutes here and there or an hour here and there. But, like, it's not really what it should be.
And tell me, Denise, how have your family and friends responded to this thing that's sort of exploded for you in a very positive way on Facebook?
They don't really tell me much about it at all.
They do.
You know, they actually don't. And I'm working. Well, my other project that I'm working on, it's I like writing, but I'm actually writing a fiction book, not self help or anything like that. Because I feel I also still need self help. So I like to take care of my fiction. I love reading fiction, so I love writing fiction too. So that's the project I'm working on. But They just treat it like, oh, so how's that book you're doing, you know, or you're working on, or you have another chapter done. That's pretty much like what I hear from them.
Are you finding time to work on it a little bit?
I've been working on that, but not as much as I should be working on that. I just need to learn to balance my time a lot better.
Well, certainly just that begin with yes, one step at a time. We'll keep you working on it and getting that book done. Denise, we have to wrap things up for today. But before I go, I want to give a shout out to all the good people at Exceptional Living. You really showed up in a wonderful way today to support Denise and be with us. And I also want to give a shout out to all my incredible friends who visit Begin With Yes Facebook page every day. You know, I think you rock. Thanks to Brent and Chris and all the good people at Empower Radio. And a special thanks to you, Denise. You're doing some wonderful work, and I count myself as one of your biggest fans. Thank you all for listening, and I will be right here waiting for you all next week. Have a great rest of your day.
A bright future starts with a healthy lifestyle.
Pinocchio!
Good nutrition and physical activity are fuel for your child's mind and body.
Now you're talking!
And the food pyramid will help you find the right balance of everything you and your child need. Grains, vegetables, fruits, oils, milk, and meats and beans.
Nothing can stop me now.
Just remember, smart choices from every food group, along with the right amount of physical activity, can put everyone on the path to better health.
Look, the wishing star.
You don't have to make a wish for a healthier you to come true. Just eat right.
Here's an apple.
Be active.
Come on, I'll race you home.
And make it balance.
Attaboy, Pano.
A healthy lifestyle can lead to great things for you and your child. Visit MyPyramid.gov to learn more. That's MyPyramid.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.